In the history of the world, it has never been easier to access knowledge and education than it is right now. Think about that. You have at your fingertips, through the internet and through AI models and through free online courses and free online books, etc., you have the world's knowledge at your fingertips. You can learn almost anything you want at near zero cost, other than just the cost of your time and your attention. And this condition has never existed before in human history. In fact, accessing knowledge used to be extremely difficult and very costly. And yet today, for example, did you know you can get an MIT education for free? That's because MIT has put hundreds of their courses online for free. I know, I've watched many of them. You can learn chemistry and physics and economics and all kinds of things. Just go to mit.edu or just use a search engine. You can find them. And that's just one way to learn all kinds of things. You can also learn through free online books, like what my website makes available to you at no charge, at brightlearn.ai. And that's why I built the site, so that you can create books and you can share those books, and everybody else can read those books or download them for free and share them in multiple languages. And there's also audiobooks available for at least 1,000 books now, and more coming. That's all free also. So not only can you access almost any knowledge that you want, if you can't find a book on the topic that you want to know about, you can simply have the book created that you wanted to exist. This is one of the reasons why I love being alive at this moment in history, because I'm a lifelong learner, probably like you. We love to learn. And you know, when I was growing up, we had to go to the library. I mean, physically go to the library in order to find the books to read, to learn things. And you know, you had to check them out. You had to have a library card. You borrow a book, and then you have to return it within a certain period of time, etc. Or you pay a fine. Can you imagine that today? And they had newspapers and magazines, but they were attached to a large wooden stick so that you wouldn't walk out with the newspaper or the magazine or the science publication or whatever. Large wooden sticks. And so I would go to the library. There'd be people sitting around with large wooden sticks reading, you know, the latest newspaper or industry magazine or science journal. It was always very interesting. Today, all of that is at your fingertips. Again, it's at your fingertips at virtually zero cost. And in some cases, all you have to do is search for it. But search engines are very, very biased, as you know. Search engines suck for the most part. The best way to get knowledge today is to use AI engines, because they encapsulate all of human knowledge in a compressed format. And when you use local open source AI, or what we really call open weights AI, then you can bypass almost all censorship. You can bypass the guardrails. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get the answers that you want when you ask it about vaccines, for example, because it's been indoctrinated with all the typical mainstream vaccine propaganda, you know, big pharma propaganda, etc. But there are alternative AI engines that you can use, like my engine, brightanswers.ai, that has been trained on the truth about vaccines and the cancer industry and big pharma and, you know, what really happened on 9/11, history of money, you know, gold versus fiat currency, all these things. You know, it's the best engine in the world in terms of accuracy on real world questions. Nothing else even comes close, by the way. And it's free also, brightanswers.ai, if you'd like to use it. But what I really encourage you to do is download models that you can run locally. So there are a lot of models available out there. Some of the best ones are Qwen, Q-W-E-N. And currently my favorite all-around model, and you'd have to have some pretty decent-sized GPU hardware in order to run this, but my favorite model is Qwen 3.6 27B. 27B is a model size that just works. It's really great. And there's different quantized versions of it available, of course. that you can find on Hugging Face and perhaps other sites. It's a great all-around model, and I've heard that Quant is about to release version 3.8.27b, which I can't wait for. That's going to be great. But if you can't fit that model on your local hardware, then they have a 9b version that's still very good. I mean, 9b stands for 9 billion. 9 billion parameters. So that's like the number of neurons in a brain. 9 billion neurons can still record quite a lot of information, quite a lot of knowledge. But 27 billion is better. So if you can run 27 billion, definitely do that. The point is, these models really represent a compressed form of all human knowledge. And when you have these models in your possession, that is self-custody of the models, then no one can take them away from you, and no one can censor you. And that's why I strongly encourage you to download these models and run them locally on your own GPU hardware. Now, what's cool is that AMD is coming out with some new hardware third quarter of this year, which I guess we're into already. They're going to come out with a 192 gigabyte unified RAM system. I think that's called Gorgon Halo, but that might be referring to the 256 gig unified RAM setup. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that the 192 gigs is coming out this year, 2026, and the 256, I think, is expected sometime in 2027. Well, here's the thing. Even on 192 gigs, which is quite a lot, you can run DeepSeek version 4 Flash, which is a great model. It's a pretty hefty model, very, very good size of a model. I love that model, actually. I use it all the time. You'll be able to run that locally at home with essentially no guardrails, no censorship, and there'll be specifically uncensored versions of that model available sooner or later that you can find and you can run, and I think you'll love those. Now, the token speed, it's not going to be great for multiple users, that's for sure, but it's going to be plenty for one user. You might get 20 tokens a second, I don't know, just depends. We'll have to see. But even 15 tokens a second is usable. It's not speedy or anything, but it's usable. Anything under 15 becomes very difficult. But you'll be able to run some pretty good sized models on that AMD hardware. And that's not NVIDIA, because NVIDIA is very expensive and becoming more scarce, etc. Because NVIDIA seems to be focused more on the commercial buyers and the data centers and the government contracts and the servers, the server GPUs. Whereas AMD is aiming more for the consumers, like the prosumers. So I'm really looking forward to that coming out. I will definitely acquire that and review that for you as soon as that's available. And we'll find out what models we can run on it. And of course, I'm going to try to run DeepSeek V4. And then you'll easily be able to run Qwen 27B. But the question is going to be, can you run something like Kimi K3? And I think the answer is no. I think you're going to need 256 gigs to run Kimi K3. But hey, we'll try it, Maybe somebody will have a 1-bit quant version, ultra compressed with excessive pruning. And you'll be able to run it at the speed of like 1 token per second or something. We'll see. Now, here's something else that's coming. If I were to release another open source AI model, because I released one, over a year ago, and you can find that model, you can download it. It's a 7 billion parameter model. That's downloadable at brightanswers.ai. But if I were to do another model, I think the first one I would release would be a trained version of Qwen 9 billion. So maybe that would be Qwen 3.8 9 billion, or even eventually a Qwen 27 billion model. And I would plow all of my material into it, all of the data and the documents that I have been curating and cleaning and collecting over the last, 2.5 years or whatever it's been. And that would create a compelling and exhaustively authoritative corpus of human knowledge that would understand the dangers of vaccines and the natural cancer cures offered by nutrition and things like that. So although it's not the first thing on my list, it's something that's in the back of my mind of a project to do soon, like within the next 6 months, let's say, is to put out a new trained version of Quen that's trained on the knowledge that I have gathered. And if I do that, of course, it'll be a free model. It'll be open source in a sense, open weights. You'll be able to download it and you'll be able to run it locally on, you know, whatever hardware is necessary. So don't be surprised if I come out with that one of these days soon. That would be really fun to be able to do. I would love to do that. And if you put that on your computer, you would be set, because you would have all this amazing knowledge about natural medicine, emergency medicine, off-grid living, survival preparedness, you know, money and finance, real money, gold and silver, how to build solar systems, how to make your own medicine, how to extract medicinal molecules from herbs, you know, all these things, powerful knowledge. You would have it all at your fingertips. And that's my goal, is to get you that. And we've done a version of that. It's just now outdated by more than a year. So there's a lot of new knowledge, you know, and I've gathered a lot of new documents since then. And that's what I'm working on putting together. But I also have a lot of distractions. I keep getting distracted by new models coming out. And then I have to download those models and test those models. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the next new thing. And then, you know, a week later, then there's some new announcement from GLM or Kimi or DeepSeek or Quen or whatever, or Minimax. I'm like, oh my God, I got to check this model. It's crazy. I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to AI models. I really need better discipline, but it's like being an adult kid, like a geek adult kid, not in a candy store, but in a, like a geek store, you know, it's like, whoa, this is just too much fun. So I admit, I get distracted by those things. And right now I'm working pretty heavily on the video generation model known as Minimax H3, or I'm sorry, H3, Minimax H3. This is a very good model, and I'm pretty sure this is going to fulfill my prediction and my goal of being able to produce full-length documentaries by sometime in 2027. That is fully AI-generated documentaries. That's going to be something. And I think this tech gets us there. So I'll bring you more updates and information about this technology, this specific model, H3, and its capabilities, which are just mind-blowing. I mean, look, let me state it this way. Anybody who says that AI is a bubble, either they're not informed or they're not speaking correctly. AI investment is a bubble, right? So semiconductor stock prices are in a bubble, but AI technology is not in a bubble. It's not overhyped. It's underhyped, because what I am seeing personally, what I'm experiencing in these models that I download and run locally, is so far ahead of what the public understands. By definition, it can't be a bubble. You know, a bubble is when the masses overestimate the value of something or are overhyping something, and it has to be the masses to be a bubble. So AI technology is not a bubble, because the masses don't even grasp the capabilities yet. The masses are still stuck in what models did, you know, 6 months ago or even a year ago, which is already ancient history for those of us who work in this space, you know, frontier AI people like myself, and maybe some of you listening, you're paying attention to the new models and their new capabilities. You know, this is not a bubble. This is a rocket launch, you know, and it keeps going up. It is not slowing down. I remember a year ago, there were a lot of experts like, it's all going to slow down. We're hitting all these limits, you know, and it's like, there's only so much that word prediction can do. You know, we are so far beyond word prediction. It's laughable to hear anybody say that. Now, this is not a word prediction algorithm. This is intelligence, okay? This is intelligence. The AI models understand concepts. They think. They reason. They reason even in an abstract space. And then they project that reasoning result back into the language that you're prompting them with, such as English. This isn't word prediction. This is actual intelligence. In fact, and this isn't even a difficult argument to make, but I would argue that today's frontier AI models are much more intelligent than most humans, by far. It's not even close. Not even close. And at specific narrow tasks, today's frontier AI models are smarter than all humans. All. Period. For example, there's no doctor that knows as much about health as even my own AI model. You know, it just doesn't exist. There's no lawyer that knows as much about the law as a frontier AI model that exists today. Why? Because you can't memorize the whole world. But an AI model can. It can kind of compress the knowledge of the entire world, or at least whatever has been written and published. And it does that very effectively. So I would argue that in some ways, human intelligence is the bubble because human intelligence is overhyped. Machine intelligence is underhyped. Anyway, the cool thing is that when you combine human intelligence and creativity and innovation and spirit, you know, divinity in humans, when you combine that with proper AI tools that are used in good faith for the benefit of humanity, like I'm doing, wow, that combination is extremely powerful. And that's how you get platforms like brightlearn.ai bringing the cost of learning down to zero. The cost of knowledge is zero. And I'm just emphasizing this because I want to remind you that that condition has never existed before in human history. Not on the planet ever in the billions of years that it's been here. This situation has never existed. First time in human history. And you and I are alive to witness it and to use it and to benefit from it. So what are you waiting for? Don't sit back. Don't watch sports or, you know, don't waste time doing whatever. I mean, use your time wisely. Use these tools. Learn. Learn new things that, you know, previously, decades ago, you'd have to hire an expert or something. You have to find the right book, or you'd have to, you know, purchase a very expensive academic book for $200. I remember paying $200 for books when I was in college. Like, what? What the hell? Why is this book $200? Now, all that knowledge is available for free just for asking. So what are you waiting for? Learn stuff. Learn stuff that can help you. Learn new things that you can apply in your life. I mean, I'm learning how to build solar systems right now. Pretty cool. Very practical skill. Very hands-on. I have blisters sometimes from all the wiring and everything. Fishing like 8-gauge wire through conduit. It'll give you blisters, I learned. And 8-gauge is too thick for the MC4 connectors. I also learned that. So anyway, hands-on, you know, hands-on learning. But I first learned it from AI. And then I, you know, applied it and learn the skills hands-on. So whatever works for you in your life, learn it, apply it, live it, share it. Hey, this is the best opportunity in the history of our planet. So take advantage of it. Life is short. Knowledge is unlimited. And now it's all available at zero cost, practically zero time. Also, you can gather almost all the knowledge you need almost instantly. It's pretty remarkable. So check it out. And if you want to follow my work, I'm at brightvideos.com. My article website is naturalnews.com. And my AI engine is at brightanswers.ai. And my book generation site that has 70,000 plus books that you could download, that's at brightlearn.ai. So check it all out. Spread the word. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.